I'm Tom Hudson, and this is the Miami Herald Friday Business Report. The banking business is built on trust. Traditionally, that's meant granite cornerstones, marble lobbies, teller windows, the physical representation of trust. Then there are the lasers.
We were with Trevor, and we were looking at images, and I think there was like Mission Impossible on, and Trevor's like, that's what I want. I want green lasers. And we're all like, haha, that's really funny, green lasers.
But that's exactly what designer Rob Bowen got for Trevor Burgess, the CEO of C1 Bank. That's the first financial institution to open in the Wynwood Arts District in Miami. Lasers. There's also a limited edition Keith Haring series called Andy Mouse in what could be called the lobby. And in the glass conference room, six of Andy Warhol's Mick Jagger suite series.
The creative class, the artists, the gallery owners, they want someone who appreciates aesthetics, right? And we certainly, through the work of our designer and our architect and my vision, said that the aesthetics of our location had to be, you know, had to make sense within the context of the neighborhood.
C1 purchased what had housed a towel wholesale business at the corner of 26th Street and North Miami Avenue in Wynwood and renovated it to create the area's first retail bank, all in about $3.5 million. In its first week open for business, the bank attracted $25 million in deposits. But it's not the first business C1 Bank has done in South Florida. The bank is based in St. Petersburg, and the Wynwood branch is its first retail location outside of that region. But last year, C1 had a loan office in Brickell. The bank lent out $419 million statewide in new loans last year, a third of those in Miami-Dade County, with many of them real estate-related. But CEO Burgess does not consider them real estate loans.
I really view them as business loans that happen to be secured by real estate. One of the big mistakes that banks across America, and particularly in Florida, made through the last crisis is that they only cared about the collateral itself, and they assumed that the value of the collateral would only go up. We will take a look at the collateral, but even more importantly, or equally as important, is the cash flow. A perfect example is you have a doctor. They're operating their medical practice in the building, and we've made loans here in Miami, where we may take as collateral the piece of real estate, their doctor's office. But the way they're going to pay back the loan is by seeing patients, right? It's the money that they earn as being a doctor that's going to be able to repay the loan.
C1 coming to the neighborhood, I think, is a game changer.
Marlo Courtney is the managing director of Goldman Properties in Miami, a big property owner in Wynwood.
I myself have relationships with several other banks. Goldman Properties has been around for a long time on South Beach and New York and other communities. So, you know, I speak to my bankers on a regular basis. And, you know, when they saw that C1 Bank sign go up, they said, you know, this is very, very interesting.
The neighborhood and its arts businesses attract a lot of attention, especially around Art Basel. But it remains a neighborhood in transition from small industry into a creative arts and nightlife community. Banks are not known for taking risks, at least not with their own brick-and-mortar buildings, which brings us back to this particular bank building, the first C1 building in South Florida, and creating trust. Architect Lisa Wanamaker.
We had the specific program requirements. There's a safe, there's safety deposit boxes, there's meeting rooms, meeting spaces, a kitchen, conference room, workspace, teller area. But every space is unique. And I think as you walk around and you look at the space, you don't initially think bank.
But there it is, between the Andy Warhols, the Keith Haring, and the lasers. C1 plans to open three more branches in the region through next year. For the Miami Herald Friday Business Report, I'm Tom Hudson.